This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The storming of the U.S. Capitol provoked strong reactions from Colorado's 9 congressional members. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In the hours after angry pro-Trump extremists broke into the Capitol, Colorado's senators and representatives retreated to safety in their offices and in secure locations near the building. Representative Jason Crow tweeted that he was initially trapped in the House chamber with a few other members while intruders tried to ram down the doors. Crow, a Democrat, said that it was the outcome of Trump's presidency. Democrat Ed Perlmutter similarly said the extremists were incited by Trump, who has baselessly pressed to overturn the election results. Republicans Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, who planned to object to the election results, said that the day's violence was inexcusable but didn't say what had caused it. Republican Ken Buck was more explicit as he described an assault on our democratic republic and called for a peaceful transfer of power in a joint statement with Colorado's governor. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Supporters of Donald Trump gathered in downtown Denver today to protest the election results. Nancy Arceva and her 14-year-old son were there, but she did not support the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol.
I don't approve violence. I don't approve destruction. What I do approve is that people need to be heard.
The rally in Denver drew about 700 people and closed down the city and county building near the state capitol. 28 in Denver, 21 in Grand Junction, 35 for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.